May 10, 1930, how all created things are happy, because they were created by divine will. How God loved man with perfect love and gave him complete love, sanctity and beauty. My little soul continues its course in the works that the divine will created. And while I was looking at the creation in order to unite myself to the homages that they give to my Creator, I could see how everything was happiness in them. The heavens, happy in their extension extendable to all points. It seems that their extension says fullness of happiness, and all their stars are degrees of happiness that the heavens possess, such that, rising toward their Creator, the heavens glorify Him with the happiness of their extension and with many degrees of stars that they possess. The sun is happy in its light, in the fecundity of its heat, in the beauty of its varied colors, in the sweetness and distinct flavors it possesses. Oh! How happy it is, how it rises to the one who created it to bring him the glory, the homages of so much happiness it possesses. But while my mind was wandering within the many happinesses that the creation possesses, my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, all created things are happy, happy because they were created by a divine will that is in itself eternally happy. Happy because of the office they occupy. Happy in the space in which they find themselves. Happy because they glorify their Creator. Not one thing created by us was created unhappy, therefore all possess the fullness of happiness. Now, if we poured so much happiness into the creation, in creating man, not only did we create him twice as happy, giving him the vein of happiness in the mind, in the gaze, in the word, in the heartbeat, in the motion, in the step, but we gave him, in his power, happiness itself, multiplying it in each good act, word, step and everything else that he would do. There were no limits of happiness for him as in created things. To man was given the virtue of growing ever more in happiness. But this, if he would let himself be dominated by my divine will. Without it, happiness cannot reign. Oh! If created things could go out of our fiat, they would instantly lose the happiness and would change into the most unhappy works. Therefore, if you want to be happy, let yourself be dominated by my divine will, because it alone has the virtue of giving happiness to the creature, and of changing the most bitter things into the sweetest nectar. My daughter, you must know that we loved the creature with perfect love, and therefore, in creating her, we placed in her complete happiness, complete love, sanctity and beauty, so that the creature might place herself in a contest with us and requite us with complete happiness, love and sanctity, in a way that we might delight so much in her, as to be able to say, "How beautiful is the work created by us!" And in order to be sure that our gifts would not suffer any detriment in the creature, we entrusted her to our divine will, that it might serve her as life, to keep in her our happiness, our love, our sanctity and beauty, making them always grow. Therefore, all the good of man was bound to our divine will. Once our will is rejected, all goods end, nor is there greater misfortune than that of not letting oneself be dominated by my divine will, because it alone is the preserver in the call of our goods and the creature. Fiat.